540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Transit System is heading in the right financial direction. That's what County Executive David Crawley said recently, noting MCTS is on track to finish the year with a surplus. He said that major cuts to the system were avoided and midday service will return to some routes this week. He also said there had been a significant decline in fare evasion. The update comes after MCTS was facing a budget deficit of roughly $14 million. A Milwaukee County judge has sentenced Eric Mendoza to life in prison for the 2023 killing of 5-year-old Prince McCree. Mendoza pleaded guilty in February to first-degree intentional homicide and 4 other charges. Mendoza can't ask for release for 50 years. A longtime Milwaukee County judge is set to retire. Judge Glenn Yamahiro will step down September 2nd after years on the bench, creating a vacancy in Branch 34 of the Circuit Court. Governor Evers says he's now accepting applications to fill the seat through July of next year. There's a deadline for applications later this month. The domes already have legendary status around here. Now they're historic statewide. The domes in Milwaukee are now officially listed as a state historic site. The Wisconsin Historical Society has announced that the Mitchell Park Horticulture Conservancy has been added to the State Register of Historic Places. A National Register application is still moving forward. Supporters say the designation helps protect the future of the landmark as redevelopment plans continue. That $115 million plan includes updates to the domes, plus a cafe and an indoor children's garden. And a high swim risk is in effect today along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Officials are warning people to stay out of the water. The National Weather Service says Milwaukee's lakefront could see waves of 3 to 5 feet, with the most dangerous conditions near piers and breakwalls. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin has reached a $10 million settlement with Tyco Fire Products over PFAS contamination linked to firefighting foam. The agreement resolves part of a 2022 lawsuit alleging Tyco released PFAS chemicals into the environment beginning in 1962. State officials say the money will be placed in a trust fund for cleanup efforts. Tyco also agreed to continue providing replacement wells and support long-term monitoring and remediation. A separate lawsuit involving Tyco and other companies remain active. A joint trial has been scheduled in Manitowoc County in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah View. Court records show Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang faced charges, including child neglect and child abuse. Prosecutors alleged Bauer sent Elijah to stay with Vang at his apartment as a form of discipline. Vang reported the boy missing in February 2024 before a large-scale search was launched. Authorities later identified human remains found near Camp Manitow as Elijah's. The trial is set for April 14th. The State Patrol says it will be watching Wisconsin highways from the air this week. They'll be trying to spot speeding and aggressive driving. Flights are planned today on 43 in Ozaukee County, tomorrow on 94 in Dunn County, Thursday on Highway 53 in Eau Claire County, and Friday on Highway 51 in Marathon County. Troopers say pilots can see dangerous driving more clearly from above and will radio officers on the ground to make stops. The goal, they say, is safety and getting drivers to slow down, not just writing tickets. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball in the desert. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series tonight in Las Vegas against the A's. They'll play at the Las Vegas Stadium. Now, that's the home of the minor league team there, the Aviators. The A's new stadium does not open until 2028. It's the first of two series for the A's in Nevada before they head back to Sacramento. The Brewers with a 12-4 victory over the Rockies in Denver yesterday. Pitcher Shane Drone got the win. Pat Murphy on what he likes about the lefty that they picked up from Boston.
Yeah, he's just poised as hell. You know, he's poised as hell. He attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw any pitch in any count. That heater, sneaky, really, really good. Two-seamer's good. You know, he's basically throws five pitches and commands all of them. Yeah, this kid's special.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane, the winners at the AmFam Championship at TPC near Madison, Steve Stricker's twosome finished 17th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today, with showers becoming likely by later in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Showers likely tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm as well, with lows in the lower 60s. A few scattered showers and storms on Tuesday, with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.